one here. It's always interesting to see people here in this room. A lot of people I've seen before, and a lot of people I've seen giving talks before. And somehow, never has happened that Tina gave a talk here at Potsdam. I was thinking, she has been here before, but it's actually her first Potsdam. So give her a great welcome.
Hello, hello. Can everyone hear me? The microphone might not be on. What? Is it on?
No.
It's just for the video.
It's only for the video, right?
Because
okay. All right. So I'm trying my best, but remind me if I'm getting too low. So I'm going to do a talk about OpenQA. Who of you has heard of OpenQA? Okay, a couple of. And are you using OpenQA? Okay. So I'm doing Perl since 1998, and I'm working now as an engineer at SUSE Software Solutions, and I'm in the tools team where we develop OpenQA, and it's written in Perl. And just to give you a little short demo, so with OpenQA you can test an installation of an operating system, and you can start applications. You can pretty much test everything you want. So here you see the installation process of OpenSUSE Tumbleweed. It's not real time, that's a bit fast forward. But yeah, here it gets more boring. Okay, so it's also it's not only used by OpenSUSE, but also for Fedora and Debian, and actually more. I think Alma Linux is using it. And in this talk, I'm going to demonstrate you a little bit the web UI and show some relevant test API functions, the project structure, and how we deploy, and how we actually develop and test it. I'm going to sit down for Okay, is this readable?
Yes.
So here you can see all our tests, and they are grouped into so-called builds. And here we have Tumbleweed, and on AR64, PowerPC. And then we can click on a build and see all tests of this build. There are three main states of a test. It can be passed, it can be failed, or it can be soft failed. And soft failed is like, okay, we know about this bug, and it's not critical for the release, but we mark it as we need to look at it later. And let's look at some actual tests. So this is a Tumbleweed DVD installation. And you see all these boxes. Most of them are screenshots, but they can also be informational things. And here, we can move through those screens.